Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
Ian Gowder, Markets Editor of the Business Post. A very good evening to you.
Evening, Matt.
Now, there's an interesting statement from the Revenue Commissioners today to anyone who was due to pay their local property tax back in March. It got deferred to May if they were doing it by direct debit, and they're going to benefit from another extension.
Yeah, you're not going to have to pay your local property tax until the back end of July. Matt, we have seen forbearance extended by the revenue to many businesses out there in terms of PAYE insurance, in terms of VAT. But obviously, the bills for many people who have lost their work, who are temporarily unemployed, are still mounting up. So it would only be fairness that some of the taxes that are due to be paid would be extended as well. Now, this is costly for the government because the local property tax is a huge source of revenue for the state. Last year in 2019, some 490 million euro of local property tax was collected. So you can see that these measures have an impact. While it is good for individuals out there who may be struggling to repay, these measures are costly for the state. I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about the deferral of VAT and PRSI from businesses cost the state somewhere in the region of €1 billion. Well, now you have local property tax, which mostly comes in lump sum payments from some individuals. Many people do pay it by direct debit as well for a monthly payment, but still it is costly for the state to defer these payments. But they probably have little choice because many people out there, because of the scale of unemployment, simply don't have any choice. So you are just looking at just a sense of realism creeping in by the revenue just to defer payments to give people a bit of a chance to get back into work before they start making payments.
Interesting reports this afternoon of a legal action been taken against the insurance company FBD. It's by the Lemon and Duke pub in Dublin, which of course is co-owned by rugby players such as my friend Jamie Heaslip and others like the Kearney brothers. What's going on here? Ian, I'm not sure. Are you across that particular story?
Oh, I am, Matt. And we have spoken before about insurers offering business and business continuity insurance and not paying out. Now, I did say to you before that this would end up in the courts. I think I'll claim a bit of clairvoyance for this story. The issue here, Matt, is many companies are finding that when they go to look at their contracts for business continuity insurance or business interruption cover, that there is a discrepancy. Some contracts will say if you suffer from a pandemic, well, yes, we may pay out. However, it doesn't specify that it is the coronavirus or this specific form of coronavirus. And also, does it affect your local area as opposed to a national pandemic? Now, these matters are contract law, so they will be teased out in the courts. But the central bank had told many insurance companies that where there is a discrepancy, if the language of contracts are unclear, to pay out in favour of the premiums. So therefore, that publicans, restaurants, shops should have been paid out. And what we are seeing is insurance companies generally are not interpreting, or most of them are not interpreting, the contracts in favour of consumers. So this case, taken by Lemon and Duke Pub, and as you said, it's owned by a number of famous Leinster rugby players, are taking this case against FBD. We haven't had any comment from FBD yet, or we haven't had any indication as to the specific as to whether this covers business interruption or whether this is business continuity insurance.
Okay, now other stories that I want to actually turn to. Twitter says its staff can work from home for good almost now in future. Now this struck me as been very interesting on a number of levels, not just that this is the potential for many companies and their employees, but Twitter is one of many American tech companies to set up EMEA headquarters in Ireland. What's that going to mean for their occupation of commercial property space? What's it going to mean for all the businesses surrounding which feed into those sort of businesses, and for the future of office construction in Dublin and throughout the country?
Yeah, and Twitter have a very big presence in this country. They have about 500 staff based just around the corner from Pier Street train station. Matt, lots of big companies are making a decision right now for their employees. We spoke about Google and Apple and Facebook last week, telling employees that there was no need for this year to return to their offices because they want to ensure that social distancing can continue, because many of these companies would have open plan offices. Well, Twitter's chief executive Jack Dorsey put out a statement to his employees yesterday saying that even after the end of this year, that people who can work from home, for whose roles it is okay to work from home can pretty much assume that from now on they can work from home for good. Now, there will be many companies who will implement the work from home rules until their offices are cleared by the phases of reopening the country and the economy. That will be okay until the end of August. There will be companies who will say, look, until the end of the year, that is fine, you can work from home. And then there will be companies that can have a look at their businesses and think, well, actually, let's review whether we have been able to work successfully from home. And if we don't need you in the office, then we won't have you back. Now, the impact from all of the big commercial landlords out there will be, this could be a huge problem. Now, firstly, it's okay for Twitter to say this. They have money to pay their leases on their building. That's fine. But what happens to all of those big, huge buildings that are planned around the country, most of them from big American technology companies and multinationals who have been pretty much able to manage their business over the last couple of months without having people in the office? Will that make landlords nervous of not getting payments? But more importantly, from the people who are currently building offices out there or redeveloping them, this will be a worry, particularly around leases that haven't been signed just yet. Perhaps there are negotiations going on between commercial agents and landlords and companies. What happens to those offices now? And what happens to the rents for those offices? I've heard the flip side of this being that companies may need more office space if they are to implement social distancing. But if a business is able to work from home, it might be, if an employee out there wants to do it, might actually be a solution for many people's livelihoods, just not in the property industry. So if I were a commercial landlord out there, I'd be worried about the news coming out of Twitter, particularly when many, many other of the technology companies will be making these comments to their staff in advance of the reopening of many of these companies in the next couple of months.
In about 60 seconds, Ian, can you tell us the most important parts of the CSO survey of the COVID-19 impact upon the Irish workforce?
Yeah, the CSO put out a survey today looking at the impact of unemployment. There are people out there, 47% of the workforce have had their jobs impacted by COVID-19 so far. Of course, we know that there are many people out of work. There are 34% of employees currently working from home. And of those working from home, around 12% say they are working more hours from home. One figure that stood out for me, Matt, was of the people who are currently on temporary work schemes or the pandemic unemployment payment who are laid off, 94% of them expect to go back into work into the very same job they have. That, I'm afraid, to me, just given the scale of the impact on the economy, looks like a very, very optimistic number.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, as ever, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.